Hey, how's it going? Another week here. Another week gone by in Quakes Land. I'm in Northern California. What's up? This is another episode of Football Without Hesitation. You know how we do, baby? You know how we do every week? I hit record here on my audio recorder and I talk about the Quakes. Talk about the Quakes, talk about the Dragons, talk about MLS, talk about whatever the hell comes up during the fucking week. And what a week. What a week. The Quakes, another tie. The Quakes, another fucking tie. This time in Colorado. Whoop-de-whoop. I got a point on the road. Nah, not cutting it. Not fucking cutting it. So, that puts them now 6 points behind Sporting. Down in ninth place in the Western Conference. 6 points for a playoff spot. And guess who they play this Saturday? Fucking Sporting! Oh, shit. Game's at home. It's always a good thing. David Bingham is back. Very good thing. But I don't know. We'll see. At this point, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck? Dom, if Dom doesn't realize he's circling the drain, I don't know. But what do you got to fucking lose? Put something out there that's going to give people hope for the future. I don't know. They're not going to all of a sudden turn into a 5-goal-a-game team, but some. I don't know. I can do it. I believe in y'all. I fucking believe. I believe y'all. Y'all can fucking pull some shit off. Some excitement at the end of the season. But I mean, that's a huge game. Again, as bleak and dark as it sounds like, and it's felt like, I mean, a win on Saturday, and again, that they're within 3 points of a playoff spot. The goal differential is not helping, but it's not bad. -3. Pull. I don't know. Again. That's more wishful thinking, and it's fucking, don't be thinking that way. This team is in a transition, and again, we just gotta wait for next year. That's really all it comes down to it. But I'm excited again. Another game out of Vaya. I don't know if you've listened to this before. Said before, I'm gonna keep fucking saying it. I love that place. The atmosphere is fucking awesome. Right by the airport, it's fucking dope. You can see the planes land and shit. I mean, and now you know the way the Quakes are playing. Sometimes that's even better. And you're right there, staring right down the runway. I mean, it's cool. I'm telling you, you can figure out people. We gotta figure out what time what plane lands. And cheer when the plane lands or do something. Yell out the fucking flight number. I don't know. Well, that'd be pretty cool. Incorporate the airport somehow. It's right there, right across the way. That'd be fucking dope. So I'm excited about that. Another time to fucking party. And speaking of partying, the Ultras were getting their fucking party on. What was it? Against Seattle. There some smoke was lit. It was the second half. I forgot what minute in the second half, but all of a sudden, you look up, fucking smoke. Whoa! I loved it, personally. I thought it was fucking awesome. As soon as I saw it, I knew they were in trouble. The way the Quakes front office is, I knew it was going to be an issue. But whatever. Hey, I guess that's how you. I guess that's how you fight. I mean, the fucked up thing is I get it. The quakes themselves seem to have been okay with it. They seem to have wanted to allow it. It was a fire marshal deal. The fire marshal of San Jose said no dice. I mean, I don't know who the dude is. I'm assuming it's a dude. How racist, how sexist of me. But the fire marshal of San Jose said no dice on the smoke. That's where it does become an issue. I mean, you want to say, oh, the front office is coming down heavy-handed. Oh, because they banned no flags or anything. I don't know how bad it extends, but definitely no flags. I don't know if that means no TIFO as well. Or if they, you know, they're just going to be there chanting. But, yeah, definitely no flags, they had said. So, yeah, that was their punishment for the smoke. I don't know. I guess maybe the fire marshal doesn't understand. Maybe he thought like it's literally smoke from. There's gonna be bonfires in the stands or something. But that's to me where that fucking situation changes. I would like to jump on the front office and yell at them as much for being heavy-handed on fans just trying to have fun. But it's a city thing. It's a fucking city. And it's, again, this is a fucking far-fetched, but the fire marshal can say, hey, fuck that shit, shut this down. Let's get real. It's MLS. It's not the 49ers. It's not the Sharks. They can do it without too much backlash, and they know it. And but anyway, well, I'm interested to see what will they come back with, huh? What will they come back? Ultras. They're clever. They come up with some stuff. We'll see what it is. Stop fucking throwing your beers over the fucking railing, though. That fucking sucks. At the end of games, and they throw a bunch of them throw their beer over the fucking railing. That shit ain't cool. I'm fucking down there in the standing section, you know, like, I don't know. I'm not fucking part of any of these supporters groups or anything. Of the Quakes. That's what I'm there. I'm there to support the Quakes, drink some good fucking beer, and chill right there 10 yards away from the pitch. But it fucking sucks after the games and they fucking get showered by beer. That shit ain't cool. But it ain't no deal breaker. I don't give a fuck. We got a goddamn soccer game. Relax. Expanding our fucking knowledge. We don't just talk about Quakes. We don't just talk about the Dragons and PDL. Part of this is I want to educate, man. We got to get educational. You got to know about this. I do this podcast, you know, for various reasons. But one of them is definitely I want to teach people about the league. And, you know, there's people will know Liga MX, people in the Premier League, people near La Liga, whatever the hell it might be. They all know the big leagues, Bundesliga, you know. But I want to teach people about MLS. MLS is our domestic league, and it's getting better. And every year it's changing. I mean, it's cool. I don't know. I guess you know that's part of it for me as well. Is that it's literally growing in front of our. It's burgeoning. It's like you have a pepper plant, and it goes from just being leaves to sprouting flowers, and then just. All of a sudden, it seems like within a couple of weeks, it's just full of all these fruit, all these pepper, and all these chilies, and this is where MLS is right now. It's in this chili growing stage, where the fruit themselves are growing, and every year it seems like it's different. Every time you look at it. There's something else going on, and it's fucking exciting, and I want people to get on board. I want people to get on board. I know I'm nobody here to be saying that, but I just, as a fan, personally as a fan, I would love other people to jump on. And I'm a Quakes fan, yeah. It's what it is. And, you know, but pick a team. Pick a team. There's what, 20 teams at the moment. Three other teams waiting in the wings. It's a fun time. It's a fun time. But anyway, I'll have plenty of time to keep fucking loving MLS and also hating it a lot. Sorry, MLS, for the fucking, you know, you can take the good with the bad. No, but anyway, the American soccer pyramid, there's three professional levels. At the very top, the top division, the first, you know, the major league is obviously Major League Soccer. And yeah, that's again equivalent to Major League Baseball, to NBA, NFL. It's the top league in this country. Right under that, you have a league called the North American Soccer League, the NASL, and they have some pretty, you know, very well-known teams. A lot of these teams are very regionalized, you know, unfortunately or fortunately. I don't know, you know, depending where you are, that's what it is. But, you know, some of these teams are very popular in their geographic area, you know, I guess within a 400-mile radius. And so a lot of people may not have heard of them, but they are very successful teams, and NASL had a lot of those, you know, in Tampa Bay and New York, that's their big claim to fame, if that's a thing. I guess that might be kind of disrespectful to say the league, but their big team is the Cosmos in New York, who were big in the 70s. They had Pele on their team, and, you know, they paid a bunch of old South American and European players to come on the team, and it was one of the attempts at American soccer. Again, being a Quakes fan from 1974, we know all about that. But yeah, so that's the second league there, or second division, is NASL, MLS at the top, NASL second division. Third division is the USL, the United Soccer League, and that has the teams Quakes fans were familiar with, Sacramento, which was the affiliate of the Earthquakes, Sacramento Republic, and they're making their big push to come to MLS, and it looks like they're going to. It'd be fucking sick. Northern California rivalry. You could take the train there. I don't know if you could drink on Amtrak, but we'll figure it the fuck out. So yeah, and then Reno, the Quakes' new affiliate in Reno, is starting up this next year, and they're in the USL. And yeah, and then that's the third division, but it's also a professional league. It's the last fully professional league in the soccer pyramid, and yeah. So those are the three, you know, where players go up and down and try to make it in this league. And in the fourth division, you got, of course, the PDL, the Professional Development League, which the Burlingame Dragons are a member of. It's the Quakes under 23 team. Fucking man, they play at Burlingame High School, right across the street from a Caltrain station. Man, you're right fucking there. It's so sick. You jump on the train, you're there. It's fucking cool. I loved it. I can't wait till next summer, you know, to get back out there again. Again, you see some of these. These are players that you're going to see on Saturdays. These are players you're going to see playing in MLS teams, whether it be with the Quakes or with somebody else. It's really cool. I think the tickets are $10. $10 a ticket. You know, you're right there with the players. Everything is accessible to you. It's badass. I don't know. It's a great time, and it's a great addition if you really love soccer and love the Quakes. I don't know. It's a good way to keep it going. But there would, I guess, at that point, it gets kind of a bunch of, you know, leagues kind of meshed together. But that's what would be the fourth division, the fourth tier of American soccer is a professional development league. And I believe they're only allowed to pay for compensation, like room and board or some shit like that. I don't know, but a lot of they're college players that play in the summer. A lot of those dudes are just college dudes that play in the summer, and you know, just to keep their form. But on the Dragons, they're not always college players. Again, you could go back to fuck what episode? I don't even know what, you know, episode 8, 9 or some shit like that. When I actually interviewed several of the Dragons players, and you know, you had some players that just played on in the city league, and you had a professional indoor player and all that, and so they come from a variety of backgrounds, but ultimately it's really high level competitive soccer, and it's really cheap, and it's a good time out, you know. And next thing you know, those dudes are going to be playing at Avaya. And you're going to be like, oh, shit. I remember that dude when he was, you know, 19, 20 or whatever it might be. But, yeah, so that's the pyramid described in agonizing 15 fucking minutes. So that could be described in 2 minutes. I extended out to fucking forever. But again, to recap, MLS at the top, Division 1, NASL Division 2, USL Division 3, those are the top 3 professional leagues. That's really where, you know, all the action is happening. But now that you know who's who and what's what, Here's the drama, because there's always drama. The NASL looks to be in trouble. Sports Illustrated came out with an article. 4 teams are put from that league. Team again, one of the teams, Minnesota, is coming up from NASL. They're coming up from there to MLS. So, and the league is making a big push. They didn't want to be classified as the second league. They wanted to be a top division league. And they were thinking that that was affecting their promotion and all this. This is what they're saying. But, I mean, come on, let's get real. Let's get fucking real. So anyway, that's interesting. They're saying, oh yeah, we have all these teams that are interested. Some fucking big deals are about to happen. But come on. I've heard that story before. As a fan, as a sports fan, as a sports follower, I've heard ownership come out and say that. Oh yeah, I know it's terrible, but wait. Wait till next week. It's your fucking head's gonna explode. You had no fucking idea what's going on. You have no fucking clue. But yeah, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. I don't know. It's very concerning. I mean, because I don't care. I don't fucking care. I know sometimes those leagues, they see, look, it seems like they're competitors, which is fucking weird. I don't fucking get that. Dude, what the fuck's up with that in American soccer, where everyone has to compare each other's fucking allegiance, or not necessarily, I guess, allegiance, but like fandom. Like, oh, no, you do it wrong. You're doing soccer wrong. I'm doing it right. This is how you should do it. This is how we do it. This is how they do it. What the fuck? I don't know. I don't know why the fuck we focus on that shit. Why that even is an issue. But yeah. So I mean, it's not like I'm happy that anything's going on. But the concerning thing here locally as I finish up my board meeting. Oh man, I fucking love it. Port Brewing board meeting, you hit it out of the fucking ballpark. But anyway, next year a new NASL team is starting up here in Northern California Bay Area. The San Francisco Deltas, which I don't know. What the fuck does that mean? There's no Delta in San Francisco. And what's up with the triangle, dude? It's fucking scary. It looks like some fucking Illuminati ass shit. I don't know. But anyway, best of luck to them. So anyway, they're starting up next year in an NASL. They're playing at Kezar. I believe they're playing at Kezar. And so I don't know. That's gonna be kind of concerning if you're starting up in a team in a new league, and the league's dropping teams left and right, and some teams they're not even players' checks are bouncing. That's always a bad sign. But anyway, and the San Francisco Deltas. This is crazy. I love that I have to explain this because that means there's more soccer out there than ever. But the San Francisco Deltas are not to be confused with San Francisco City FC, who also plays the Premier Development League, which the Burlingame Dragons are a part of. San Francisco City FC their story's fucking cool in the fact that they're 51% supporter owned. That's kind of, I guess, German formula, German style, that you would call it. But yeah, 51% of the team is owned by the supporters. It's like written into their charter. 51% of the team always has to be owned by the supporters. That means that there's never going to be a majority other than the supporters. It's really cool, and it allows for a lot of flexibility with that 49%. You could get significant investment into the team. So that's pretty cool of them. Again, the rivals to the Quakes affiliate. So whenever they play, it's fucking, it's good times. This last year was the first time they played, and the rivals is getting there. I think it was 2-1. Ultimately for the Dragons. But the Deltas are not to be confused with San Francisco City FC from PDL. NASL, I wish you the best. I hope it works out. I'm all before professional soccer. Hey, if it works out, fuck. If I had the ability, let's start a fucking NASL team right here in Salinas. We got the fucking stadium. We got the players. We got the fucking fans. Ah, it would be fucking awesome. You don't even know. But anyway, we'll keep pushing that. That's why I do this show. That's why I'm going to keep pushing this show. Soccer. Fucking soccer. American soccer. Here in my hometown of Salinas, again, I believe we have some of the best players in the country. And I want to fucking keep pushing that. Keep promoting that. And if you want to follow me along on Twitter, again, I whatever I do about soccer, I update there on Twitter at Baldini10, iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere, Google, wherever you can get a podcast, you can get Football Without Hesitation. Tell your friends, anybody that's interested in soccer, anybody that's curious, anybody that has no idea that there's any soccer here, let them know about this podcast. Let them know about the Quakes. Let them know that there's stuff out there. And I'll be here every week. I'll keep pushing it. Keep, you know, talking here by myself in my office like a fucking crazy person. But I'm gonna keep doing it, and this is gonna keep growing. We're gonna this movement, this not only the Quakes but MLS and American soccer in general. It's gonna keep getting better and it's gonna keep improving. And come along for the ride, man. Come along for the ride. All you gotta do is step in. All you gotta do is step in, and we're going. Catch y'all next week, man. Thanks for listening.